Paragraph Zion. Now we'll understand a little bit deeper the story that the Torah tells us about Bilam's donkey, which spoke to him. And the donkey said to him, Meosisi, what did I do to you that you struck me three times? Ze shalosh regolim. You struck me three times. And the donkey used that word regolim. Upirish Rashi. Rashi HaKodesh says, quoting the Gemara, that Romazloi, the donkey, was hinting to Bilam, Ato mevakesh lakoir umo hachoygeges shalor regolim, you're trying to annihilate, to uproot a nation that celebrates three holidays, you don't stand a chance. Their three holidays are more powerful than you. Ki ikar hachnoas umapolas Bilam, because the main way that we subdue and we bring about the downfall of Bilam is through the three Yomim Toivim, Shehem Zecher Litzias Mitzrayim, Sheoz Misoira Toikev Hanes Shel Litzias Mitzrayim, Shehoya Aidei HaMateoiz. On these three holidays, when we celebrate Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, by our doing those mitzvahs on that day, we reactivate the light and the miracles that took place on those holidays when those holidays were first initiated. So when we celebrate Yetzias Mitzrayim, that turns on the light and miracles that were prevalent at Yetzias Mitzrayim, which came from that place of that tefillah bebechinas din. All the action there was done through Moshe Rabbeinu's mate oiz, his stick of gvura. Bechinas Tfilah Shel Bal Kosh Venas Din, Sheze Bechinas Vayamoid Pinchos Vayapalel Be'ez Shoya Maisa Zimri. There was another example we had of that, which is the case of Pinchos, who it says he stood up and he davened to Hashem. It doesn't say Vayispalel, it says Vayapalel. And the Gemara says, Osa Plilim Im Koinoi. He was battling with Hashem. He spoke harshly. He made a judgment. He got into a negotiation with Hashem, like a whole justice, a whole battle over justice. Plili. When Zimri committed the act, you know, took the non-Jewish woman in the way that he did. Shehoya Batsas Bilam, who was the one who instigated that whole incident? That came from Bilam. Bilam was the one who gave the advice to Balak, you don't stand a chance at winning against the Jews and going head-to-head to them. The only way you're going to win against them is the Hashem of the Jews hates adultery. He hates Zima. If you can get the Jews to be Nichshal and Znus, then they'll fall like bowling pins. And that was when the Balak listened to his advice and they took all their women, their princesses and everything, and sent them out to try to chasrom seduce the Jewish men at the time. K'moshe Kosov, as the Pasuk says, when Hashem instructed Moshe Rabbeinu to kill the men, the women of Midian, Hein Heino Hoyu Bidvar Bilam, they were the ones who were the result of Bilam's advice. Ki Bilam yinikosoi mi pigam hadas, because Bilam draws his strength, his energy from the when the das is defective. Bechinas v'hanochosh hoya orum, as the pasuk says in the beginning of creation, that the snake was very shrewd. We see that by the nochosh, by the satan, there's this das. It's not das of kedusha. It's a shrewdness that's used to go against Hashem. Bechinas pegam taivas niuf kiyadua, as Rabbi Nazal says over there, that when there's pegama das, when a person loses his das, he enters into niuf chas v'shalom. Shezeo bechinas Bilam, that's what Bilam was all about. K'may shomer Azal, as the Gemara says, al posuk hahaskein hiskanti, when his donkey said him these words, hahaskein hiskanti, reminding him of their relationship, their physical relationship. And that's why the main ability to bring Bilam down was through Pinchas. Pinchas was the one who was able to give forth that tefillah bebechinas din, the plilim. That corresponds to the stick, the powerful stick that Moshe Rabbeinu used to get the Yidden out of Mitzrayim. Shezeo bechinas gimel regolim, and that's all tied into the three holidays, which are Zecher, Litzias, Mitzrayim. That's what the holidays are all about. V'alkein hoichicho isoy osoim. This is why his donkey reprimanded him and said, Eich ato mevakesh lakor umo hachagege shol regolim. How do you think that you're going to succeed in uprooting this nation that celebrates these three holidays? K'alidei sholosh regolim hu mapolosu shel bilam kanal. Because by us keeping these three holidays, that's how we bring about the downfall of the Sitrachra, of Bilam. V'alkein na'ase'oz shinui godoil. And this is why Hashem performed an incredible miracle at that time, a change in Teva, she'ho'osoin poscha piho v'dibra v'ichichoisoi, that the donkey spoke to Bilam, where Bilam was reprimanded Bilam. Ki Bilam hoyoroitze lahamshich hadas el ha'sitrachra, el ha'behemiyis mamish. Bilam wanted to draw the das into Behemius, into the lowest levels. V'alkein hoyoise im ha'osoin maise ishus. And this is why he used the donkey as a wife. In other words, he performed maise ishus with the donkey, the Gemara says. And by that, he wanted to activate so powerful a tumah to be able to throw mud at Klal Yisrael, to bring down the Kedusha. He allowed himself to get so steeped in evil, ugliness, wickedness, in order to strengthen the forces of the Sitrachra to be able to overtake the Kedusha. V'alkein hoyoise im ha'osoin maise ishus v'yoroitzel ezgabar lakdusha al-idei ze. Aval Moshe Rabbeinu hoyoloi koyach lachnioi al-idei b'chinas ha'tfila. But Moshe Rabbeinu had the power to overcome, to subdue Bilam through tfila sheba b'chinas din shalabal koyach. Through that tfila b'chinas din sh'idei ze moitzim bolam mipihem. Rabbeinu Zal says that tfila gives a person the ability to extract from the Sitrachra what it swallowed. Bolam. Bolam means what they swallowed up. Vazai choizer umekia koil. And then they vomit up everything. Umachzir hakoil alakdusha, and they return everything to the Kedusha. Vooz choizer hadibur shehu hisgalus hadas. And then the power of speech is returned to the Kedusha. Speech is his galus hadas. There's a pasuk mipiv das usvuna. From a person's mouth, you can tell what he's thinking. The mouth expresses what's in the mind, what's on your mind. Kamashikosu mipiv das usvuna. Shehu hayoroitze lahamshich hadas lebehemius. Bilam tried to draw his das, his seed, which originates in the brain. He tried to draw that into behema, to push that into behemius. Vayidei hakoyach shel Moshe shechozar hakoyel al kedusha, and through the power of Moshe Rabbeinu, who was able to bring everything back to the kedusha, oz chozer hadibur shehu hisgalus hadas min toikif hasitrach min habehemius, that retrieves and returns the dibur, which is hisgalus hadas, which had fallen into the hands of the Sitrachra. It brings it back into the kedusha. Ad she'osoin biatzmoi poscha piho v'dibra v'yichicho es bila morosha al shohelech al Yisrael, to the point where Hashem showed you thought you were going to draw the das and dibur into the sitrachra. I'm going to get the sitrachra itself. I'm going to get the donkey to reprimand, to give you a shear, to lecture you about what a rasha you are, what a bad boy you are. How you're doing the opposite of what Hashem wants. Nimtzo shetoikev hasitrachra biatzma. So we see here that the essence of the sitrachra itself, dahainu habehemius biatzma, the behema itself, super behema, a chamor, a donkey, which is the essence of behemius, you know, real behema. Hoitzio hadas vahadibur shem shechotoicha. It spit back the das and the dibur that Bilam had shoved into it. Bilam tried to push das into the behema, to put his seed into the donkey. Now the donkey's spitting it back at him. It's spitting back the das that he tried to be mamshich to the behema. He tried to make it go from right to left. Now the left side is spitting it back at him. Now the donkey is spitting it back at him. It was moichiach him ubizisa and insulted him. Vehichnia isa bedvarav and humbled him with its words. He was embarrassed in front of the officers of Bilam, who he was traveling with, that his own donkey, this guy's coming. He's their savior. They're all relying on him. His word. If he says a word, the entire Jewish nation is going to crumble. And now suddenly he saw that he can't even get his donkey to do what he wants it to do. And not only that, but his donkey's yelling at him. The donkey's yelling back at him. Nimtza, shenishapech hadas v'hadibur shehichnisbo. The das and dibur that Bilam shoved into the chamor, now it was coming back to the kedusha. As the Pasuk says, that sometimes the Sitrachra swallows up a lot, but it's forced to spit it out, to give it back. To the point where Bilam was forced to do a reversal, a complete reversal. And instead of cursing the Jews, he was forced to bless the Jews. Uberach es Yisrael, he blessed the Jewish people. Ki kol hadas, Bilam was full of das. The Torah says, v'yodea das elyon. The Gemara says that in order for the, so that the goyim will never be able to come and say, if we would have had a Moshe Rabbeinu, we also would have been great. We also would have been wonderful. Hashem said, I'm going to give them one who is comparable to Moshe Rabbeinu in das. The Torah says about Bilam, v'yodea das elyon. He had a very high level of das. But what did he do with the das? What did he do with his das? He played around with a donkey. That's what he did. That's where he put his das. And he thought that by doing this, he's going to strengthen the forces of Tumah, give them incredible power. He's going to feed, he's putting Delek into their tank. He's filling their tank with das, with deep, all kinds of stuff. He didn't know that this was all part of Hashem's plan, that it would all come back to hit him in the face. He was forced to give it all back into the Kedusha. And he himself ended up giving strength and power to Klal Yisrael, to the forces of Kedusha. Dainu Yisrael, Shehim Kol HaBrachos Sheuchach LeBrachosim, in the form of all the brachos that Bilam was forced to bless the Jewish people. Ki Nishapech HaKoil El HaKedusha Al Yidei B'chinas HaTfila Shel Bal Koyach, because everything got turned around to the benefit of the Kedusha through the Tfila of the Bal Koyach, through the Tfila of Moshe Rabbeinu, and through the tefillah of Pinchas, the special tefillah of Pinchas, Vayipaleo, when he brought up, he showed incredible strength in killing a Nosi, who caused such a chil Hashem, the Nosi of Shevet Shimon, and thereby removed the plague from Klal Yisrael, and then Pinchas himself went after Bilam and killed him, in the end, as the Zohar HaKadosh says. Sheze bechinas sholosh regolim. This is the concept of Yontif, that maleches soichel nefesh, that little bit of work that we're doing, which is only lochem. It's to be able to extract from the sitrachra what we need to extract from them. That paragraph in the Shemoneh Esrei, that umepnei chatoenu, that we say, that's not chas v'shalom to bring down Hashem's wrath on us. On the contrary, that's to be able to extract from the sitrachra sparks of kedusha, different things that they swallowed along the way. And on Yontif, we have the ability to retrieve that, to bring it back.